Hey there, and welcome to day 11 of Limazero's 12 Days of Christmas Challenge via podcast. It's me again, Blair, guiding you through the workout and helping you to feel your ultimate best after 12 days of fun and exercise back to back, and we are almost there. On day number 11, only this and tomorrow to go. We hope you've enjoyed the previous workout so far, in particular the video on day 9 and yesterday's disco party to the music. And we've got a real cool challenge for you today. Make sure that you have enough space around you as usual, so we don't bump into couches, lawnmowers, plants, or each other. And if you have an exercise mat, that'd be really helpful today. Other than that, there's nothing that holds us back, so we're going to get started in about 10 seconds. And we're going to start, as usual, by jogging on the spot while I explain today's workout and structure. So if you start jogging on the spot right now, please. At Limazero, we love to do what we call repeat-to-beat routines, as you may know, where we just copy something we've done in the past and beat it by as much as we can. Pretty simple concept. Today we're going to do that, and the focus is to beat our burpees that we've done over those 1 minute sets over the last 10 days. The workout is going to go 1 minute of an exercise, 30 seconds rest, and alternate that way for 15 exercises. But every third exercise will be burpees, and that will be for 1 minute each time. So I guess you could say 5 minutes worth of burpees. The goal of today's session on day number 11 is to try and do 111 burpees throughout the workout. So you have 5 sets of 1 minute to do that. If you struggle to do that, put us on pause. Replay us from the start, take extra time at the end. But we really want you to focus on going hard within our burpee sets and try and get to 111 total. And try and beat the best you've ever done in a minute so far, over and over again if you can. It would be really cool. So if you stop jogging on the spot, our first exercise is going to be a 1 minute hollow body hold. So lying on our back, legs in the air, arms in the air behind us with our chin on our chest. We're going to start there. And 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1 minute hollow body hold, please. A nice, simple, but strong way to start. We want to really contract our abs, hold them tight, and keep our lower back flat on the ground. If you're struggling to keep your lower back flat, you move your arms and your legs closer to each other so you look more like a staple. Keep our chin on our chest, our head off the ground. We're going for 1 minute, you've done 25 seconds. Got 20 seconds to go. Really hold those abs really strong. There's a fair bit of ab work in here as well, which is a wonderful thing. So we're going to warm them up well. Start them off well. 10 more seconds here and we have a 30 second break coming up afterwards. Keep holding. Nice and strong. Tight abs. And rest. 30 seconds off. Our next exercise is going to be plank up. So twist around, you'll be on your front. We'll start in the forearm and toes position in like a prone hold. And then you come up to your hands, back down to prone hold as we've done several times throughout this 12 day challenge so far. So nothing too unusual. We're going to start plank up. It's going to be a whole minute again. We're going to start that in 7, 6, 5. Ready, steady, and go for plank ups. 1 minute, please. Tonight is going to be a wonderful night. 15 seconds down, really strong plank ups. Go as fast as you can, keeping good control. That is 30 seconds down, keep going. No stopping, go really, really fast. You can do this. It is day number 11. I can imagine there's sore parts of the body, if not the whole body. But we just keep pushing through because we're so close to the end. Got another 15 seconds here, then we have 30 seconds rest again. Just keep going, keep going. 5. And rest. 30 seconds off. And we're going to come into our first minute of burpees, just standard burpees. We're going to start that in about 20 seconds. And we're going to go hard as this is the first chance to get up to our total of 111. Roughly about 22 burpees per minute is what we're looking for. So go fast, go furious, and just give it all you got for the next minute. You will have 30 seconds rest afterwards again. But burpees are going to start in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Really fast burpees, starting really strong with the session and trying to beat the best you've ever done in burpees so far in this challenge. Try to get a high number. Really push yourself for this exercise. This is the main focus of day number 11, to get heaps of burpees. Because we love burpees. Oh, I love them anyway. And this is the most important thing. Keep going, that is 30 seconds down. And don't forget, tonight's going to be a good night. Because the workout will be over by then. Keep burping, keep going strong. Keep that speed up. You've got 14 seconds. Burpee, burpee, burpee. Almost there, you got a few more in you. We want to get to 111, every burpee helps. 3, 2, 1, and rest. 30 seconds off, catch your breath. You get to lie down, in fact, because our next exercise is on your back. Just catch your breath, you got 20 seconds onto your back. We're going to do a single leg hip bridge. So one leg will be in the air or resting on your knee, like cross-legged, and the other leg flat on the ground, and you're going to lift your hips up. Squeeze your glutes or squeeze your glute. Just one leg at a time, starting in 3, 2, 1. 30 seconds on one leg, go for it. So hips up, hips down, hips up, hips down, all coming from just one leg. Keep that same leg for 30 seconds. It's been 12, I'll tell you when to change. Keep going, same leg, strong for your butt, for your hamstrings, for those hips up high. We're going to change legs in 3, 2, 1, change legs. It's been 30 seconds. Same thing, other side. Get the glute, get the hamstring going on that side, then the other leg rest up in the air, off the ground, any way you want it to be off the ground. 15 seconds to go. Really get into those glutes, or glute in this case, and those hamstrings. Really strong, hips up high. Keeping your abs tight, of course. Want to work those abs just as much. Keep going and rest. 30 seconds off, please. Oh, it's going to be a good night. You got 20 seconds off still. Our next exercise is what we call knee to elbow. So you're in a plank position or a full press up position, and you hold your arms out straight and get your knee up to your elbow, the same side, knee to elbow, and literally want that knee to touch. Put your leg back and then do the other side. We start that in 3, 2, 1, and go for it. We have done this exercise throughout the 12 days already, so it is nothing different. Full plank position, full press up position, knee goes outside to the elbow, and really push it so your knee does touch your elbow, literally, or get as close as you can. It's a slower exercise, so we can get that range. Leg goes back, alternate sides, and just keep it going. We've got another 35 seconds, please. Working those abs and those arms really hard here. So a bit of Michael Bublé. Another 20 wonderful seconds to go. Keep going, knee to elbow, strong abs, strong arms. 3, 2, 1, and rest. 30 seconds off. And we're into our second set of burpees, or 1 minute of burpees coming up in the next exercise in 20 seconds. And we're just gonna keep our count, total count. So say you did 20 before, just start counting from 21, 22, because obviously we wanna get up to 111 today. We're gonna start burpees in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1, and burpee time, go for it. 1 minute of really fast burpees on the our focus for today's session. Going really, really strong, really fast, keeping good control, keeping our abs strong and legs, pushing them to their absolute maximum. Hopefully a bit of Justin Bieber will help you go even faster. That is 30 seconds, keep it up. Want to maintain that speed, we want to get those burpees. I know 111 is a lot, but you can do it. Shawty, 15 seconds to go on those burpees. Keep going. 3, 2, 1, and rest from burpees. 30 seconds off, please. Lie on your back again because our next exercise is on your back. I've structured it that way so we can rest well, because resting is real important, right? We don't just work hard, we need to rest hard. 15 seconds and we're going to be into sit-ups. 1 minute of sit-ups coming next. I'll count you into it. Sit-ups starting in 3, 2, 1. Let's go for sit-ups. Nice and strong on the way up, controlled on the way down. Not as fast, but slow and controlled as we move down. Fast up, control it down. Swing your arms a bit if you need to get up, but control the movement down. Tension in that six pack, please. 20 seconds down. Enjoy Justin as we sit up. 40 seconds gone. Keep tension on that six pack all the time, please. Slow on the way down, powerful on the way up. Keep going, sit up, sit up, sit ups. 3, 2, 1, and rest from sit ups. 30 seconds off. Our next exercise will be press-ups. Very simple, in theory. At least we understand it over podcasts. I didn't mean it's simple to do. A minute of press-ups is probably actually quite hard. But at least you understand what I'm talking about. We're going to start press-ups in 10 seconds. Either on your knees, on your feet, against the coffee table, against the wall, any way you like, any way you can. But challenge yourself. 3, 2, 1, and we're going for press-ups. And while you're doing press-ups, just to distract you a wee bit, I thought we'd go over today's fact of the day, or fun fact. Limit Zero, as you may know, has been running since 2010 as a gym. And since then, since the first year I started Limit Zero, I also started a family fun run on Christmas Day. And I have 4 siblings and 2 wonderful parents, so there's 7 of us in total, and somehow I got them all to agree to run with me as a running race on Christmas Day. You've got 25 seconds of press-ups left, by the way. So every Christmas Day since 2010, we've done a family running race, a 3.2k race, and we've got a cup and everything, and they've shown up every single year to join me and participate and challenge themselves on Christmas morning. It's the first thing we do every Christmas Day for the last 8 years. 3, 2, 1, and rest from press-ups. And it's just such a wonderful way to start Christmas Day, in my opinion. I would suggest exercising on Christmas Day because we overconsume calories, as you've heard in the previous podcasts, and we underdo activity. So why not start with something that makes us feel so wonderful? Exercise. Anyway, going back to exercise, we've got 1 minute of burpees again. Our third set starting in 5 seconds. Hard as we can through 1 minute burpees. 3, 2, 1, and go. Burpees, please. Even a few burpees on Christmas Day wouldn't go astray. I'm pretty lucky though to have a wonderful family to join me on Christmas Day for a run, even though they may not want to at times, or every time possibly. And for those that are interested, I have won that race once out of 8 years so far. It's a handicap race, and yeah, my family's pretty fit. Keep going, 20 seconds left. Keep those burpees coming, staying strong. We want those numbers up. We're carrying on our count, on our venture to 111 burpees. 10 more seconds. Keep going, you good thing. And rest. 30 seconds off. Again, have a lie on your back. We've done 3 sets of burpees. We've got 2 more sets with a few more exercises in between, of course. Our next exercise is reverse crunches. Lying on your back, hands under your butt, bring your knees up towards your chest, and you're just going to kick your legs away, bring your knees back to your chest, kick your legs away, bring your knees back to your chest. Starting in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go for reverse crunches, please. 1 minute worth, and we want our lower back to stay flat on the ground again. Especially when we kick our legs away, our back will want to arch, but we won't let it because our abs are so strong and they're getting stronger by the second right now. 20 seconds down. Kicking your legs out, bringing your knees right into your chest, really tucking in, even lifting your hips off the ground a wee bit when you tuck in, and then right out, right in, right out, right in, right out, right in, right in. 25 seconds to go. Seconds to go. Keep those abs super strong. It's a wonderful feeling working those abs. Keep that back flat. 7, 6. We're almost there. And rest. 30 seconds off. You're going to find a couch, a coffee table, something to do tricep dips on right now. If you can't find something, put us on pause quickly. Go find a place to do tricep dips on. Even the edge of your deck if you're outside. Whatever it may be. The bench at the park. You've got tricep dips starting in 12, 11, 10 seconds, and we need something to do them off. Put me on pause, as I said, and come back to me when you're ready. But we start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and a minute of tricep dips. Go for it, please. Rest those abs and smash those arms in a wonderful way, of course, if there's such a thing. Keep those dips coming down, up, down, up. Strong arms. Keep our backs close to the bench or the couch or the deck. Whatever we're pushing off, keep our body really close to it. Bring your feet in closer if you need to make it easier. But we want the pressure on our arms, not our legs. You got 15 seconds to go and we want to keep going. This will be burned, but that is wonderful. That's when the results start coming. We want to push through that. 8 more seconds. Keep dipping. Keep holding those arms really strong. 3, 2, 1, and rest. 30 seconds off. Hopefully those arms can still hold us up because we've got another minute of burpees, our fourth set of burpees. And we're going to keep counting those up until we get to 111. Our burpees, our next set of burpees starts in 10 seconds. 8 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and burpee time. Go for it. Another minute. Counting up that total. Hey, if you get to 111 before we get to the fifth set, I will give you permission to finish right now after the set, or once you get to 111, because that would be such an impressive achievement to do 111 burpees in 4 minutes. You've done 25 seconds. Stay strong, stay fast. Keep pushing yourself, in particular on this exercise. Burpees is a wonderful exercise that works the whole body in one movement. It gets us fitter, it gets us stronger, it gets us more mobile. What else could we want? Reply to my email and let me know. Afterwards, of course. Not right now. We've got 10 more seconds of burpees. Keep breathing, keep pushing yourself. 5, 1 or 2 more. and rest. 30 seconds off. This time we're back down to our knees. Not quite our back this time. Like day number 9, we did a crisscross mountain climbers. Where we're in that plank position, about to do a mountain climber, but our knee goes to the opposite elbow and crosses over, both knees alternating to opposite elbows. We're going to do that exercise right now for 1 minute. Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go for crossover mountain climbers. Remember, you get what you give. For those that know this song, it's supposed to be funny. That's 15 seconds. Get those abs working hard again. Those arms stay strong. I know there's been a bit of arm stuff recently, but our arms hold us up. They keep holding us up. Keep breathing through. Get that oxygen to come in. We fuel ourselves off oxygen coming into the body. Breathe deep. Breathe out big. Refuel ourselves. Keep going. Keep pushing forward. That's 35 seconds gone. Want to get that knee to the opposite elbow. Really use those abs. Keep them strong. You're getting stronger and fitter by the second, so don't stop. Why would we stop? I know it's tough, but that's where the results come. Keep going. 7, 6, 5. Right to the end, please. And rest. 30 seconds off. We're up onto our feet. We've got 1 minute of jump lunges. Now, jump lunges may be a bit of an ask at the moment, so lunges are just as good, but if you can, if you want to, please challenge yourself to do jump lunges. Either way, we start some form of lunge in 10 seconds. Three, two, one, let's lunge. Let's jump lunge. Let's mix it up. Do a wee bit of both. Start jump lunging and push yourself. And once you had enough, just lunge. Once you had enough there, change back to jump lunging. 20 seconds gone. Just keep lunging, keep moving. We're really close to the end of this workout. And I have full faith you're doing an outstanding job of what is a hard workout with lots of burpees on day number 11. It probably doesn't seem fair, but we're pushing you to get you better and fitter and stronger and everything ready for Christmas. 8 more seconds of lunges. 7, 6, 5. And rest. 30 seconds off. And we got 1 more exercise. That's our last minute of burpees. And this minute, and maybe longer than a minute, we want to get to 111 total. It's the last thing on the workout. I'm going to time a minute to see if you can get it in the 5 minutes, 5 1-minute sets. But if you can't, keep going. Put me on pause, but I will end the workout afterwards. 3, 2, 1, and go for burpees. We just keep going until you've done 111 total. It may seem crazy, it may seem insane, but so many other things we've done in life are the same. You can get through this. It's up in our mind. We can keep pushing, and you can take your time. If you can't do it in the minute, no big issue. Just keep on moving, keep on going, and keep on pushing for that goal. If you are challenging yourself to get them in this next minute, great work. You've done 30 seconds of this minute, 30 to go. Of course, when you get to 111 burpees, the workout is done. So stop right there. Thank you very much. Spice Girls reference. 15 seconds to go. 10 seconds. Can you get to 111? Are you already there? Do we need to keep going longer? Whatever it is, the minute is going to stop in 3, 2, 1, and that's the minute. Make it a 22-minute workout. If you're still doing burpees, please continue. I want to get you to 111. Even if you want to do them throughout the rest of the day in just little segments, no doubt you're probably quite close, so just do a few every hour for the rest of the day, or whatever it takes, 111 burpees. Focus on that as our goal. But I'm going to assume you're done now. So I'm going to say well done. What a workout that was. As I said, we want you to get to 111 burpees in total for day 11. No doubt you're really sore and tired, but just keep pushing, keep going for it. We believe in you and your body's ability to do incredible feats. Because it can and it will. Other than that, that is day number 11 complete. What an achievement so far. Only one day to go. It's going to be a slightly bigger workout. And you're going to both have me and Nora here back together. The A-team to take you through tomorrow's workout. So get set for that. Have a good rest, relax, stretch out, eat. Hydrate yourself really well. And most importantly, be rearing to go for our final day. It will be a challenge, of course, but the feeling at the end will be more than worth it. It's absolutely incredible, especially when you've done 12 days in a row and you've worked really hard and pushed through what is a tough, tough challenge. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow and you'll hear from us then.